Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today I get to share with you a pre-recorded interview with Richard Hill. You're going to love hearing about how he has found his Messiah and how the Lord is using him today. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at Wallace Hall, Brighton Presbyterian Church, 1775 East Avenue at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Please join us for worship. Shalom, shalom aleichem. Shalom, shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of.
Next up, here's Joshua Aaron with Shalom.
When the sun has set on a Friday night, bringing peace into your home, families will gather all around singing Shabbat Shalom. Everybody sing Shalom. A gift from God to put a smile upon your face. He's got the whole world in his hands, so obey his commands and you will know peace. Shalom.
Lie, 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 lie This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. Check them out online at www.ucccroc.com and tell them you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Thanks to everyone who came out to the Bagels and Blessings Variety Show and Bake Sale. It was a huge success. We raised a lot of money, and the talent was incredible, and everybody had so much fun. I am so, so happy and so exhausted. Oy vey. But it was great, and I'm all agog. Anyway, next up, we've got Deborah Klein and Vincent Turno. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Can I hear an amen?
Favor. Deborah Klein Iantorno.
And Vince Iantorno.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Here's Carlos Perdomo, King of All the Earth.
Lord, we're longing for your glory. We're looking for you now. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And underneath your shelter, in the shadow of your wings, our eyes at last will look upon our King. The fire of your coming, the glory of your presence, will shake the earth. And every heart will know you are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel, Defender of Zion, the glory of your people, the King of all the earth. King of all the earth. The rulers of the nations will tremble at your voice, at the fire of your glory coming down. And you will shake the mountains, all the kingdoms of this world. Every knee will bow before you, Lord. The fire of your coming, the glory of your presence, will change the earth, and every heart will cry. Oh, you are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.
Again, that was Carlos Perdomo. Yes, Yeshua is indeed the King of all the earth. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Right now, here's information on how you can pray for Israel and for our country. Shalom, my friends. Here is a wonderful reminder to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. This comes from the TLV, Tree of Life version. I'm reading you Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David. I rejoiced when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of Adonai. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city joined together. There the tribes go up, the tribes of Adonai, as a testimony to Israel, to praise the name of Adonai. For their thrones for judgment are set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be at peace. May there be shalom within your walls, quietness within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I now say shalom be within you. For the sake of the house of Adonai, our God, I will seek your good." I wanted to bring to your attention a wonderful conference call that takes place every Friday. Jewish and Gentile believers are coming together in oneness and prayer across the land. They are praying for America and they are praying for Israel. You can join in this phone conversation. The phone number to call is 712-770-4010. Access code 790-864 and just press the pound sign after the access code. Again, the phone number is 712-770-4010, access code 790-864, pound sign. This call takes place every Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, or 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Please spread this information to anyone who would like to pray for revival in Israel and America. Such an important opportunity we have at this time to pray for our nation and to pray for the land of Israel. And as you are hearing this wonderful reminder to pray for Israel, you're enjoying some music. And this is a prayer call. It starts with the sound of the shofar, a five-year-old boy who is playing the shofar. And they have a messianic believing family. I am so excited to give you this information. I pray God's blessings over you. Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom. If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom! Here's an oldie but goodie from Kathy Schuster, Arise, O Lord.
And kings. strength, and his own arm shall rule for him. The glory of God shall be revealed, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 11:30 at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, 1775 East Avenue, across from Wegmans.
So just as a reminder, I'm not in the studio again today, but I'm hoping that you will call in next week, because I love to give away coupons for bagels. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this interview now with Richard Hill, and feel free to email me anytime at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. You can also donate. If you weren't able to come to the event, to my fundraiser, you can certainly send me a donation from PayPal to bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, or go on the site bagelsandblessings.com and you can click on donate. So if you want to help me stay on the air, there are ways to do so. But right now, here's my interview with Richard Hill. Richard Hill, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, shalom, Ethel. It's a blessing to be on Bagels and Blessings.
Well, I'm really excited to find out all about yourself and how you grew up and how you got involved in Messianic Judaism. So let's start at the beginning. Tell me a little bit about how you were raised and how you got close to the Lord.
Well, I was raised in New Jersey. We're in a small town in Bergen County. And I was raised as an Episcopalian and basically raised as a Gentile, which was amazing because later on in life I found out that I was Jewish. I'll get to that in just a moment. But I was raised as an Episcopalian, but I was very much a rebel. Against God, against everybody. But even though we went to church every single week for 18 years, then I went to college, then I went to California, moved to California, and I actually found the Lord there after about 15 years or so, being in Los Angeles. My wife and I, she wasn't my wife at the time, but she was my girlfriend, and I met her at a ballroom dance class.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we were dancing into each other's lives, and then people at the ballroom dance class invited us to their church. And my wife, she really wanted to go. And I'm thinking, oh, no, this is terrible. But I'm also thinking, hey, I got to start getting right with the Lord. Well, not right with God, but necessarily just start doing the right thing in life, you know? Because I was a rebel. I was doing bad stuff all the time. So I started to get my act together somewhat. We went to Hal Lindsey's church. We had no idea who Hal Lindsey was. We end up in Hal Lindsey's church, and we both get saved within a few weeks. And he is teaching all about Israel. He's teaching about prophecy, teaching about grace and how God loves us. And that's how we got, that's our beginning in the Messianic movement right there. We met a friend there at the church, and he was a missionary for the Jewish people. And so we got hooked into his ministry and became volunteers, and then we actually started a Messianic congregation with him right there in Torrance, California. So that's the beginning. That's how it all started.
That is wonderful. Had you met any Jews yet at the time that believed in Jesus?
Oh, yeah. Especially at Hal Lindsey's church, there was a lot of Jewish people there that were saved. And so that's they all pretty much joined our congregation and helped us start that congregation. So that's where we got our love for the Lord and our love for Jewish people. And God then started to work on our hearts to share the gospel with the Jewish people. Both my wife and I have the gift of evangelism, and so we were doing that, too. And then starting this congregation, and then I found out I was Jewish. My grandfather found out that my grandmother was a German Jew.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We all thought she was just German, but she was German Jew, living in Germany. And, it was really an amazing declaration. And so I have Jewish blood, although I didn't grow up Jewish. But from that time, God had already called us into the ministry of reaching the Jewish people with the gospel. So our hearts were already turned in that direction. And so so was my wife. So when we married and then started this congregation in Los Angeles. But, you know, we don't live there anymore. We moved to Las Vegas. God brought us here in the year 2000. And we've been ministering here now for 20 years. And we have another congregation here in town that we started. It's called Beth Yeshua.
That's amazing.
I'm in a pastor there, and my wife is, you know, she's the Jewish mama over the congregation, and everybody loves her cooking, and she does all the dancing. Can you imagine that?
Amazing. So I'm trying to understand the timeline. It sounds like you became in leadership before you even knew that you were Jewish. Is that correct?
That's correct. That is correct. I was in, we went to conferences, and I was teaching how are Gentiles involved in the Messianic movement. That was one of the classes I was teaching at conferences, yeah. As a Messianic Gentile pastor in a Messianic Jewish congregation. So I did that for a couple of years, and then that's when the Lord showed us that I was Jewish. I have Jewish blood, and you know, I'm not 100% Jewish. I'm a mutt, basically. It's English, German, and Jewish. Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, I might have misunderstood, but in talking with you off air, did you mention something about writing a book?
Yes. God has touched my heart to write a book. It's called Israel in Prophecy: A Chronology. And I've been teaching these messages now for 25 years in the churches as a missionary, going around teaching. And God said, put it into a book. So I did. And it's a great book. It puts all the prophecies about Israel in a chronology. And so the best way to talk about the book is through the chart. There's a chart that that the Lord put on my heart to put together. Just kind of gives it a backbone of the whole book. But I talk about what's going on with Israel today and why does the world hate Israel? And a lot of Christians don't know why. You know, biblically, it goes back to the beginning and with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the Jewish people there. But even so, it goes all the way very back to the very beginning with Satan versus God, because Satan hates God and he hates everything that God has chosen, everything that God loves, and of course, God loves Jewish people. So he's coming against Jewish people all the time. But God allows it, And so I cover a few chapters on what's going on in the world today with Israel, and then jump right into prophecy. So the rest of the book then is all about the prophecies of what's going to happen in the future. And I put it in an order. And let me tell you, Ethel, that is not an easy thing to do. Putting stuff in order is very difficult when it comes to prophecy, but I've been teaching it for a long time. And my buddy, Dr. Arnold Fruchtenbaum, do you know that name?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. He wrote the foreword to the book, and so he has put his little stamp of approval on it. He and I do have some differences, but they're minor differences, but all the major things we believe are the same. And so we both believe, and I believe, that the Ezekiel War is the next war that's going to come upon Israel.
Mm.
And that's Russia. Yeah, that's Russia and the Confederacy coming against Israel. And there's going to be some dramatic effects. And I was just at the NJAA conference there in, you know, in the Southwest in Irvine, California. I was teaching on that very topic. And there's some dramatic, I mean, apocalyptic results. And things are going to happen around the world, but not only to the nations that come against Israel, but the world's going to be in an apocalyptic, you know, trance. It's going to be an amazing thing. But there's going to be great effects that come out of that war. First of all, you're going to see the regathering of Israel dramatically increase and Jewish people going back to the land. And that's going to continue on for the rest of the future, right up into the middle of the tribulation period or Jacob's trouble.
Wow.
And then talk of a peace treaty. You know that they've been talking about a peace treaty for a long time now.
Oh, yeah.
But that's going to increase, right?
Yeah. What about the two?
And then you have a desire to rebuild the temple.
Yes. Well, what do you say to people that are talking about the two-state solution, which, of course, is not what God wants, but how do you talk to those people? How do you set them straight?
Oh, well, in my book, I talk about this two-state issue, and you have to go to Joel. You know, Joel chapter 3 talks about how God is going to judge the nations that break up the land and give the land to other people other than the Jewish people. And so the unfortunate thing is our presidents for a long time now have talked about this two-state solution for Israel, when in fact they're going against the Bible. And so I sent my book to President Trump and to Vice President Pence, and I hope they're reading it. I hope they read the book because, you know, his solution is still to break it up into two states. And really, that is not a good solution because God's going to judge all the nations. You know, even though we have good intentions, you know, it doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you got good intentions. God's still going to judge your nation. Just because we're breaking it up, we're giving land away to people that God does not want them to have the land, or at least ownership of the land. Now, you know, when we get to the kingdom, the Messianic kingdom, there's going to be Gentiles living in the kingdom. There's going to be Gentiles living on the land, and that's okay. There's going to be Gentiles that are going to be inside the temple ministering to God, ministering to Yeshua. And that's part of what God's love is all about, and mercy and grace. But at this point, you see, that's in the millennial kingdom. That's the Messianic kingdom. That's the future. But in this point right now, he doesn't want other people owning the land because he gave it to the Jewish people. It's their land.
Amen. I have to admire that you wrote the book because it means that you spent countless hours studying the scriptures because there are so many. And I really just have to admire that you did that.
There's so many. And you know what? I didn't get all the scriptures into the book because the book would probably be about, I don't know, 600 or 800 pages long instead of the 400 that it's already at. So it's a big book. It's not that big. But it reads very easily, very simply. I wrote it with like an 8th grade English because that's how I talk, you know?
Is it more like a...
I'm from New Jersey, right?
Jersey.
I'm a New Yorker, yeah. New York, New Jersey. Yeah.
You talking to me? Is it like a reference book more, or you know, how would
it's
a person...
It's a commentary. It's a commentary on the scriptures. So, yeah, it just goes by scriptures by scripture. So the topic, like the Ezekiel War, well, that one I do a commentary through Ezekiel chapter 38 and then chapter 39, because those are the two chapters that discuss that war. So the next topic after that is the One World Order. That's what I think happens right after the Ezekiel War. So we get into Daniel chapter 7 and talk about that One World Order and how the 10 kingdoms are going to rise after the One World Order comes about, and then the anti-Messiah is going to rise up after them, destroy three of those kingdoms, and then the other seven kingdoms will submit to him, and then all 10 kingdoms are going to be, you know, by mid-trib, all 10 kingdoms are going to submit to him, and he'll be the king of the world. So we discuss all the verses that discuss, or that, you know, that talk about that topic. So I start off with Daniel chapter 7, and then we just go into all the others. But I do commentary on all those verses, so it's like topical within each chapter.
Gotcha. Richard, what encouragement do you have for people who are trembling in awe and scared to death of what's to come?
Oh, my. First of all, let's talk about believers. Believers do not need to be scared about what's coming down the pike. What we need to be doing is going out and preaching the good news message of Yeshua to the Jewish people first and to the Gentiles. And even so, when we're talking to Jewish people and even Gentiles too, warning them of what's coming down, the Bible prophecy, we know it's going to be true. You know, all the prophecies that have occurred in the past have all come true. The Bible's 100% true. So people not to be worried. When you're in Messiah, you don't have to worry about these things. You know, we've got the coronavirus going around the world right now. We don't need to be worried. You need to be cautious, yes, but we don't need to be worried. You know, we're not to be worried about all this stuff. This is an exciting time to be alive as well, because we're seeing the precursors of all these things happening. The Ezekiel War is an imminent war. It is ready to start right now. It could happen at any time, and you know, we're seeing the beginnings of it. We're seeing these nations now, and I tally up five nations with Russia and Iran as the top two. Turkey is one of them as well, and I see them, they're all becoming more and more violent Islamic, and they're getting ready to attack Israel together.
And of course you have the rise of anti-Semitism, like it's just awful right now.
Yes, and anti-Semitism is growing around the world, but it's growing mostly here in the United States, too.
Yeah,
our nation. You know, I'm teaching the believers around the world, but here especially, you know, in the southwest area of the United States, and I'm telling them, look, you know what? We've got anti-Semitism growing dramatically here in the United States, and the numbers prove it. The numbers prove it. You just got to look at the numbers up there for anti-Semitism, the acts performed against Jewish people, and it's just growing dramatically. So, but yeah, we can't live in fear, because God does not want us to live in fear. He wants us to live by the Ruach Hodesh, the Holy Spirit, and just keep on loving and being gracious and merciful towards other people, sharing the good news and why we have the light inside of us.
Mm. Amen. I have to ask you, since you mentioned you're in Las Vegas, there might be someone listening to the program who's traveling right through Las Vegas. You said it's Beth Yeshua. When do you meet? What time?
Beth Yeshua, we meet Friday nights at 7:30, and our address is 7570 Peace Way. We're on the southwest side of town. The phone number people can call is 702-256-0840. We're also on the internet, so they can check us out there. It's BethYeshuaLV.org. We have lots of videos on there as well, and they can buy the book if they want. Go on the website there. We have Facebook. All our Facebook videos are on the website there as well. I mean, you just go to our Facebook page, and we have a YouTube page too. We're going to try and get that used up a lot more now. We're just moving to I'm actually going to do live on YouTube as well.
Right.
But, we're starting to do all that as well. Our purpose is to worship the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah.
Amen. I'm glad you said right. Beth Yeshua LV, because people know that there is a Beth Yeshua in Philadelphia, but I did notice you said Beth Yeshua LV. That stands for
Beth
Las
Yeshua
Vegas.
LV. .org. Yeah, you have to... Yeah, you got to put in LV because you'll go right to the one in Philadelphia. They're a much bigger congregation, and I think that's the Chernoffs, right?
It is.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw them on the NJA conference, so we had a great time of worship with them, too.
Praise
so.
God. Now, is your book also on Amazon?
It is. But you know what, Ethel? I don't like telling people to go through Amazon. You want to know why?
Sure.
Because they're crooks, that's why.
Oy vey.
They take all the money.
Oy
vey. Yeah, they take everything. If you order through our publisher, then the money will go to Beth Yeshua. I don't get any money at this point as the author because we're self-published and Beth Yeshua published it. But if you buy from Amazon, guess what? All the money goes to Amazon.
I see.
Not all
I
of
see.
It, but most of it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
before we end our time together, I have to ask, what's it like preaching to people in Las Vegas? Because you know Las Vegas has a bad reputation.
Well, this is the city of sin, Ethel, and that's exactly what you expect. I was just on campus yesterday, and we were passing out tracts, UNLV campus, and I have a group of people that go with me, and this young gentleman walks by, and he starts cursing us up and down the street. It was really bad. I mean, he just kept on cursing, and anytime we'd say something to him, he'd get angrier and curse us even more. I mean, he was publicly, loudly cursing us. It was really bad. But Las Vegas is the city of sin, and a lot of people, they don't want to hear the gospel down here. And so we come under a lot of attack, even on campus, because it's a very liberal campus there at UNLV. So we have an outreach there, and I also have outreaches elsewhere because, you know, because I am a missionary with CJF Ministries. That's my main job, actually. You know, the pastoring position or the rabbi position is my part-time position. So I'm a missionary, you know, with CJF. So, and but we're out and about spreading the good news. We go to the malls as well, which is great. And we meet a lot of Jewish people there. But there's a lot of Jewish people on campus as well. And so we're there for them. You know, I don't really care if people scream and yell. That's up to them, you know. It's a very transient town, too, so a lot of believers are in and out. And they move in, and then they move out. So it's very difficult to get a congregation going. So, but, hey, we've got a small group, and we're dedicated unto the Lord. We're moving forward and just trying to get that good news out to the Jewish people here.
Well, Pastor Richard, I have to say, it is just delightful to talk with you and to hear how God is using you in Las Vegas. And I hope if anybody listening is out in Las Vegas, you'll look up Congregation Beth Yeshua. I know if I ever go out there, I don't have any plans to, but you never know. I'll look you up for sure.
It's still a very nice place. You know, when you get away from the strip, then lots of things are, it's a very normal city. So,
well this has been so enjoyable, and I will take you up on what you said off air. I'm gonna probably interview your wife sometime. I'm sure she has an amazing story also. And I hope that you will keep in touch with me, and God bless you. Thank you so much for doing this.
God bless and shalom.
Shalom, shalom. We will talk again soon.
Alrighty.
That was my delightful interview with Richard Hill. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I am so glad that you are. All right, we got time for lots more messianic music, so how about we listen to Paul Wilbur? This is from the CD Revive, and it's called Clap Your Hands.
Clap your hands.
God, with your voice, a voice.
We're celebrating Purim, which starts on March 9th, and if you read the Book of Esther, you'll know all about it. But remember those famous words Mordecai said to Esther. Who knows that you have been chosen for such a time as this? Here's Liberated Wailing Wall.
Because he was the favorite of their father, his brothers wanted Joseph in the grave. They devised a plan, and a passing caravan took Joseph down to Egypt as a slave. But the God of Abram was with Joseph. From prison he was lifted high above. When the famine came, his brothers learned his name, and Joseph spoke to them with words of love.
For such a time as this, I lived through suffering. For such a time as this, I went through pain. Now God has raised me up and shown me his grace and power. And I'm here, and God has brought you near for such a time as this.
Esther was a Jewish girl in Persia. She found herself competing for the throne. Her beauty and her grace gained her the favored place, and Ahasuerus loved her as his own.
Yet there was a foe within the palace. His plot to kill the Jews was undeterred. But Mordecai had learned that Haman's anger burned, and sent a note to Esther with these words.
For such a time as this, you have been chosen. For such a time as this, you've come to power. Now you must take a stand and risk all that you have gained. Have no fear, perhaps you've been brought here for such a time as this.
When Esther learned the fate of her Jewish people, she decided to approach the king, even though she hadn't been invited. When the king holds out his scepter, that means you can go to him, but if he doesn't hold it out, you can be killed. And she risked her life to go to see him. He held out his scepter, and she did save her people. Here is Elena Watson. Touch me with your scepter, Lord.
I will.
And so, my friends, we come to the end of another program together. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Thank you for helping me stay on the air. Oy, it's going to be 23 years in September. Fantastic. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein.
Yager Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yes Adonai Panavalecha Viyasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.